Hello, internet and zombie living world. This is the Bowl of Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. I'm your host, Tarnell Mims. I have three co-hosts with me today. I have Sev, the Bowl of Sev on the tweets and the Instagram.
Woo.
Fuck. All right, I've got Justin and the Bowl of Justin on the tweets.
Woo.
Hey, how's it going, Justin?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Shit kind of fucking thing is this.
All right, and we've got a special guest, old school OG Fear the Walking Dead co-host, Sammy, and the Bowl of Sam on the tweets.
Yeah, I'm here. I got a better intro than these fucks. Yeah.
What's going on, Sammy?
What's up?
Hell yes. All right. Okay.
What's going on?
All right. So Sammy's here. It's just he's just joining in on us on this podcast. But just for the caveat, so we understand why he doesn't say much, is Sammy's about a season and a half behind.
Yeah, I fucking suck.
Yeah, he sucks.
He maybe got to the end of season two.
So I have a good excuse, though.
Oh, okay.
I love excuses.
Super good excuse.
All right.
It's called two kids that are under three. Bam. There you go.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, fuck you guys. That's a damn good excuse, okay? Right. Uh-huh. I got a freaking baby when freaking everything was going on, and I can... Uh-huh. Get...
Sure.
You guys,
whatever helps you sleep at night, I'm happy for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways,
let's go ahead. I tried to sell it, but I knew it wasn't going to take.
No, it really wasn't.
I know. It's not an excuse.
It's not. All right. So anyways, so here we are for episode 5 of season 4 called Laura.
Hold on a second. We're already on season 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm far back now.
I'm sorry.
You missed all of season 3 and
half of season 2.
And
now this season, so it might as well just be two.
You've missed like all the good parts of Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. This episode, just so you understand, is all about Laura.
It really is.
This is a flashback episode, so it's a backstory on Naomi, who John Dory knows as Laura, because that's what he fucking decided to call her. He didn't ask her actual name.
Just and said, you look like Laura. She did not volunteer it.
Yeah, she didn't volunteer it, and she didn't actually even correct him. She was like, all right, I'm Laura.
That's good enough.
Let's go, Laura.
Yeah, totally awesome. Laura, you're awesome.
She's a chick from Dharma and Greg, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, Jenna Elfman is in Walking Dead now.
Awesome.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Sammy, it's not animated, so I don't watch it.
Sammy, you don't need to pretend like you've seen the episode.
I haven't at all.
I literally just said two minutes ago that you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody heard it.
You don't have to sit there and chime along like, yeah, that was my favorite part. Yeah.
So anyways, all right. So one thing I've noticed in tone, from a visual standpoint on this season, is when they're up to date. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they're up to date. It's a visually kind of darker, a metallic gray tone.
The colors are all muted. They mute the colors.
Yeah, it's a very dark. It's like I would say like a grayish, like a metallic tone.
Yeah,
a hue to it visually. But when they go back, it's very yellow.
The colors are vivid.
It's more yellowish. It almost seems like yellow in tone.
It's a lot more that you see all the colors when we're in the past, and when we're in the present.
It's very great.
It's very
it's apocalypse doomsday time.
We're halfway between black and white and color.
They've just scaled
it way down.
Yeah,
and that's kind of easier to tell the time shifts because there's an obvious visual cue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something that I kept meaning to bring up
because I've noticed episodes? It.
Yeah. So like, yeah.
But this one was clear because the entire thing was backstory
until
the
very end. Color.
And then it was just like, oh, this fucking looks very different visually. So the entire thing starts off with just John Dory by himself. What?
Just talk closer into your mic.
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you, dude, but I mean, you're
I'm like, I'm yelling into the thing. I'm like 6 3 inches away from it.
Yeah, but you're still not like fucking sound clear. Just go. You didn't have to acknowledge me fucking.
I'm like, what are you,
that should have been fucking clear. Like, get your fucking mouth closer to the goddamn mic.
You know why that didn't make sense? Because my mouth is right here at the mic.
It's not at the mic. It's just on the fucking.
The
spit guard or whatever.
Yeah, that which fucking, is right the by the guard. Mic.
The pop.
Yeah, the pop.
You want him to put his mouth through the pop filter?
Like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, he can do it.
Okay. Anyways. All right. So, anyways, it opens up with John Dory. He's this, you know, it's daytime.
Yeah, this is way. We're clearly back in the
We're back in the day. Yeah. So he's there. He's and you don't see John Dory, but you see a box. It opens up, a wooden box. It's got two. It's got two revolvers in it. So you're like, okay, this is most likely John Dory.
Yeah.
And he's there. He's cleaning the. And he's just cleaning his revolvers. And then you pan out. You realize it's him. Those
fancy little six shooters.
Yeah. And then he has this cabin by a river, by a nice big river, mm-hmm. and he made himself a moat. He's got like this like little ditch yeah. barrier around surrounding, the cabin, yeah. surrounding his cabin. So there's at least some bit of defense for walkers when he's so he doesn't get completely caught slipping.
Right.
And he's got a little board that he uses as the bridge, the drawbridge. And he just goes across. Oh fuck! There's a walker. Kills it. But yeah. he's just kind of doing that. And
although the moat's not super wide, so it's like you can just kind of hop over it.
Weren't a walker.
Yeah.
If you're a walker, you're just dumb and like. I mean, it's clearly for the dead.
Yeah.
Because if it was for people, that's a horrible defense. Yeah.
Like you can't just step over it, but with like a small running start, you can just easily leap over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was
a good size.
No. Yeah, it was. Good. It was smart. So he goes. Does that kills a walker? Yeah, they see it coming up, through the water, and then it goes to the nice new intro.
Oh right, was it just like the cabin?
It wasn't the cabin. It was like a field. It was just kind of basically a field. And
but wasn't the cabin in the special. Background?
Was it? I didn't see it.
Huh?
It is cabin.
Well, then
it's kind of like the same field that we've always kind of seen.
Yeah,
but like there was the small little cabin there. Yeah,
they're getting better. They're getting better.
Yeah, it's like it's an actual show now.
Oh yeah, Sammy, the intro has completely changed.
It's not music. That like in one tone anymore. No. It's like wow, there was a lot of creative thought into the intro.
It's short, but it's still short.
It's probably about the same amount of time.
It sums up the episode. It'll sum up like whatever you see. It kind
there's
of
something
sums
from the episode
different.
In it.
It's different every time.
Yeah, and it's actual music.
Yeah, and it's like it's still maybe like 5 seconds.
Hey, are they still on the West Coast?
No, they're in Texas.
They're in Texas. So they're moving.
Yeah.
So what caused the movement to go fucking now towards like the Midwest?
We don't fully know yet.
Yeah. That.
They did. You left off on season two.
Yeah.
They crossed into the U.S. and there was a whole like they were kind of on the border.
Well,
there.
Remember they were in the U.S. and they freaking crossed down and they crossed back and all this other shit.
Season two, they were in Mexico.
Yeah.
And then season three, they crossed back, and a lot of it was kind of like on the border, back and forth a little bit, and like around there.
So they found out that the struggle is real to cross back into the fucking States, huh?
Yeah.
Even in the apocalypse.
Even in the apocalypse, goddamn Rio Grande is fucking a motherfucker, isn't it?
White people, go ahead and suffer that shit.
No,
they crossed over to San Diego.
You really have to have your papers in order. Yeah.
And make sure that you got
actually,
all your...
Actually, one of the characters died because their passport wasn't current.
Hmm.
They just spontaneously combusted?
Yeah. Walking over the border. It was no, it's expired! And then they burst into flames.
That's what happens.
Yeah. These are the things you can tell someone who's not cut up.
Yeah.
They'll believe it.
There was an actual wall built. out of zombies.
Yeah.
It was there.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we come back from the intro, and John Dory's just by himself in the cabin. Because this is what we really see what he talks about when he's like, I haven't talked to anybody in a while. He was really by himself.
He was playing a game of Scrabble with himself.
Yeah, he was playing Scrabble by himself. He was just kind of walking. And it was funny because like he gets up, you see this alarm, kind of, his fish alarm,
the bass fish.
That was awesome.
Like what's that? Because that's a thing.
It's the bass.
Big Mouth Willie or something like that. Or something like that. This big mouth bass that like sings.
Yeah. So anyway, so he's got that as an alarm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He gets up.
I want to get like a wall of those. I just want to get 100 of them and put in my wall.
And so it's just funny. So he's the whole day, he's like saying random fucking words. Words the whole day. And it's because he's trying to figure out the right word to put down for Scrabble that he's playing by himself.
Right.
Like he's playing Scrabble by himself.
Because he's saying like similar sounding words. Like a lot of them starting with a P and other things and blah, blah, blah. And so it's kind of like, I don't know. Is he just vocabulary checking himself? What's going on?
Right, right, right. And then, and, you know, then you kind of go to, it's
he ends on platypus.
Yes.
Platypus.
Right. It's like nighttime right now. So then it's like, it's nighttime. They wake back up the next
day. Once he hits that last word, it's kind of like a revelation. Like, yeah. Right? You're like, why is he super happy about platypus?
Like, and he writes it down. You see him put the squares. It's like, oh, he's not even keeping scores. It's like, fuck yeah, I got this word.
Yeah. Well, he's probably keeping score.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, I mean, he's going for a high score. And he even checked because he, like, lifted the tiles and being like, oh, yeah, that's a double letter. And, there's a triple word. Yeah. Fucking nailed that one. Killing it with a lot of poos. Yeah,
so this is why it's evening time. So, like, nighttime happens. And then, he's hearing some noise, some, like, sloth whatever outside. So he's like, oh, fuck. Really? More walkers?
It was also kind of going back to like that first episode when he's like, oh, it's been a long time since I've said stuff. And he's like sitting there like, potable, platypus. Like, I think he said platypus.
Yeah. He was like splay, plies, plus. Like, he had a bunch of weird names. Because I turned the closed caption on because I'm like, wait, what the fuck is he saying?
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, he's just coming up with like fucking just words.
And it's like some of his like little Scrabble words that he came up with. And so, and so it's like, that's a little bit of like, you kind of understand that better now. Like those random ass words he was saying in the beginning are from like his Scrabble days when he was alone. But yeah. But sorry, going back to...
So it's nighttime. He hears movement on the river, and he's just kind of like
sloshing,
some slosh. And he's like, he's like, oh, hey, what the hell? And he sees like, wait a minute, that's not moving. Like, it's not normal, like a normal walker. Yeah. So he's just kind of like, hey, he like kicks the water, see if it reacts. It doesn't. And he's just like, he's really trying to get it to move. He's trying to make noise for doing a normal walker. And so, but it's not, and he realizes it's Naomi, Jenna Elfman. Looks, he checks for wounds, like, oh, fuck, all right, that's not a bite, that's just like a cut. And he takes her in, sews her up, but she's fucking out of it.
Did you get to see Talking Dead?
I did not.
Oh, okay. She talked about this, that she was like, we're filming it, and it's like 2 a.m, and it's like freezing, and I'm sitting there in the water, and blah, 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 and, and I'm just supposed to be like, just like passed out or whatever. And then he comes over and like, I'm just doing my thing, just like unconscious and just like not reacting to anything and just waiting. And then he like, I'm inside this canoe and he just hits it with his stick and it's just like my head's inside and it just like jarred me. Like, oh God damn. Like, and then he like told her, he's like, oh, okay. Yeah. By the way, like I'm going to hit it with a stick, because like, I don't know, like that's a character choice for him.
Right.
He's like, but so that, I'm going to clear my throat like right before I do it. So you're prepared.
Right.
And she's like, oh, that's awesome. like, thanks, for the little, little like side thing. So it's like, that was, or he said he was going to sniff real quick, like, and, and then go hit it real quick. And so it's like, that was her cue to know that it was to prepare yourself for the earth, like brain shattering
sound of him. Knocking the boat, the canoe,
right.
Canoe.
And so, so he, goes in, patches her up, lays her down on the bed or whatever. And, it's funny. You start seeing the way he reacts to everything. Like, I kind of dig his character, but he almost seems like, I don't want to say simple, but like, he's super.
It's like.
That super respectful, like almost on teetering on the edge of like. Like a savant?
Simple is both like fully appropriate, but not the right word. Because, he is like a man of like.
He's super,
principle.
Like, I think he's like super old like, school, old school honorable, is what it is.
Yes, yes. Like, and he's simple in that way. That it's like, I'm just a decent dude.
Right.
Like that's the way he's simple.
Yeah, he doesn't complicate. His life view is not complex.
No.
That's what it is. By design. Be
fucking decent.
But by design.
And I'm a decent dude. Yeah, exactly.
But, she wakes up the next morning and she's like immediately trying to dip.
What? Oh, yeah. No, I was just, Sammy's looking around because he's confused by everything.
But
anyway, I like John Dory.
Okay.
it's funny.
That's awesome. It's a simple dude.
with simple principles. It's not complicated.
He's a gun-slinging cowboy.
He's awesome. He's just old school. All right, cool. So he's not as complicated as fucking Rick and and Morgan.
He used to be a lawman.
He used to be a lawman. So he's sitting there talking to her.
He's a Texan.
He's being very. Are all Texans lawmen? Like, what the hell is that? Anyways,
I mean, it's just old. He has a six shooter, right?
Yeah,
He's got two. Texan dude, come on, it's old school. It's a tribute to it, all right? Yeah. So
he's like, but the whole time he's talking. Oh, fuck off! All right, so he's sitting there trying to just talk to her the whole time about, you know, this is how he's living, and you know, you should clean this, you know, make sure you get that clean. You got a wound, but it's not a bad wound. You know, it's not a bite or nothing. It's just, you know, it's just kind of ugly. And so he's being super cool, and she's having like none of it,
right?
Because she's just, all she thinks about is just booking it.
Yeah,
she just wants to keep going. Yeah, she's almost offended that he took her in and helped her.
Right, like she's very
standoffish, extremely standoffish.
Like, I don't know if it's being scared or just like
I think it's a combination somewhere, of scared and
I have somewhere better to be.
No, it feels like I don't want to be close to fucking anyone.
Yeah.
And right. I don't trust him. That's where it really looks. The whole time I was like, she's been damaged by something. She's not trying to get close to anybody. Right.
And that is a question that they brought up on Talking Dead, where they were kind of going back and forth. And do you think she's running away from something, or do you think she's running to something? She's running away from commitment. Or like she too is like maybe looking for someone, and she has to go try and, you know, find them, like, you know, whatever.
I think she's running away just from people in general, just like wherever I can go to fucking try and survive. Like, I think she's just out. That's how I view it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because this is how nice he is. Like, she asked, you know, them to help stitch her up. And he was like, you know, are you sure? Like, I'm not really into that. You know, I don't know that. Like, I don't know that I could do that. Uh-huh. And she was like, you know, whatever. Just, I'll talk you through it.
Yeah.
Oh, the stitches?
Yeah.
So he stitched her up, even though he was apprehensive about it. And then, you know, he gave her, it was like a fish stew or whatever, a fish soup.
Yeah.
And then he gave what the French call a bouillabaisse. But he said soup is the blanket of food. And he's just like, what? He goes, oh, it's just blanket of food. Like, it's the same. Like, sorry. and she's just like, all right, whatever. I'm going over to this other area. I'm not talking to you. But it was kind of funny because he offered her like his bed. Actually, before that, he said, you look like a Laura. Yeah. Is it all right if I call you Laura? She's like, sure. He goes, you were like a nurse or something, and like, or a doctor before. Mm-hmm. She's like, how'd you know I was a nurse? But he's like, you know, because not many people would
know how to stitch,
and they'd be okay with having someone stitch them up like that.
Yeah. Sammy knows.
What?
How to stitch people?
No.
Okay, never mind. Wow. So she is unique.
Yeah. Okay.
What? No. I was going to say, I know the concept of it, but...
Anyways, it is hard.
We all know the concept of stitching.
But anyways, it'd be hard, though. It's not that easy.
That's what happens. Yeah, it's easy.
You just get a gnarly fucking scar, dude.
Or just use a sewing machine. All right, super glue.
Super glue works, too.
Okay. Yeah, so...
This mother...
Just a quick clot. Quick clot in the sewing machine. But,
No, dude, you gotta do it Rambo style, man. Fucking quick clot and fucking gunpowder and singe it up.
Singe it up. There you go. All right.
And scream.
Murdoch. Yeah. All right. Anyways. But yeah, so he offered her his bed. She's like, no. He's like, yeah, just you take my bed. It's fine.
I don't sleep much anyways.
I don't sleep much. It was like an hour or two a night. And she's like, what?
And
he's like,
and
yeah.
And he put up a little privacy wall for it, like the little sheets. On a string.
And that was the thing. He was being super nice to her. He's being so sweet. And he was like going out of his way to make sure to do stuff for her.
Yeah.
Which, the whole time as this was going on, I was like, no, I totally get what he's doing. Like, if it was like, if you were like, for me, I don't know, for me, it was like, I haven't been on anyone in months,
right?
Weeks, days, but, weeks, months.
Dry spell.
And finally now,
no, but,
right?
But, no.
But then now I've got a person who seems to be a good person.
Yeah.
And it's a good person plus female. Like, I mean, good person in general. I'm just, I'm going to be as common as well because, like, I'm going to keep this humor interaction thing going.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it's not, he's not trying to hit that.
No. But I think naturally that would just come in. It's like, because he's the nice, polite guy.
Right.
So,
but he understands, but
because,
you know,
extending, because normally nice and politeness, especially when there's a woman involved, it's like,
right.
Because that's the thing, like you said. He makes zero moves on her.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire episode.
He doesn't even really try to, like, flirt with her or anything outside of just normal, friendly other human interaction. You know what
I mean? Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, his...
Like,
his,
he would have treated her exactly the same if that was a dude that washed up.
Right, but he made sure he was treating her. He was good for her for, like, the privacy thing. Because, like, you know what I mean? Especially being a woman... You would need the privacy thing more so than it's like two dudes.
Exactly.
So that's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was like, oh, I'm gonna make sure like she's right, that she understands that I'm going to treat her well. I'm not just some asshole out here like gonna take advantage of her or do anything like that. Yeah. Like, she's gonna be comfortable and taken care of. So here you go. You know.
Yeah. And
damn it.
Just random dog growling in the background.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I hate Louie.
So these are Sammy's dogs, by the way.
Louie and Spot.
Spot is the shit. That is my guard dog. Nobody comes into this house.
I've yelled before to shut up and they've been...
He recognizes your voice, of course.
Yeah, well, Louie too.
No, I still hate fucking Louie though. He recognizes my voice too. He knows we're in here.
Yeah.
But he's still a little...
He knows we're podcasting, too.
Right.
So disrespectful.
But anyways, so she wakes up, and she wakes up, and she just hears this metal clacking. And she's just kind of like, you know, what the hell is that noise? Gets up, walks over, and sees John outside in the middle of the night cleaning his guns. And she's just kind of like, oh, that's weird. Walks back. She makes, you know, the floorboards creak as, you know, her going back. He hears it. But he doesn't say anything. Doesn't get up. Doesn't freak out. Just like, oh, I guess she was there watching me.
Yeah.
Just looks back and then like, that's it. So, you know, in the morning, they were, you know, talking again. And he was talking to her about, you know, they were talking about going on a run because she's still talking about booking it. So he's like, if you're going to book it, at least take these boots. Because these boots, you know, you're going to need these, like, galoshes type of thing. And she's like... No, I'm good with my shoes because I just want to. I want to be able to take off.
I
want
to be able to run. And he's like, "No, you can still run in those."
Yeah, but you know, there's snakes and stuff out there. Yeah, because that's what they were more rubberized.
It offers more protection, and it goes up higher, you know, on the leg.
Yeah,
as opposed to just like low tops.
Yeah.
You know, that cut off low under cut your sneakers. Ankle.
Yeah. So anyway, so she starts talking about wanting, because he's talking about going in for like supplies, and she's like, "Well, I'll go in." He's like, "Yeah, that's right." So they end up going to the supply run.
What is it? It's like Tuesday. I go to the store on every Tuesday or whatever day of the week.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Right, because there was a couple more walkers in the morning that he ended up killing. He's like, there seems to be a problem somewhere upstream.
Yeah, because they keep floating down and this is not normal.
Right.
And so they took the canoe into the town store because, you know,
but
got to go to the store every Tuesday.
Right, so he goes up. In the canoe, and, and they find what had happened. So evidently
there's a bridge,
and there was, and they,
and he said, "Is this your doing?" He's like,
"Oh yeah, yeah. Oh no, this your people? This is how you ended up where?"
Yeah, because you see a car in the river, and like the fence broken, like a car went off the bridge and broke the fence and whatever. It's like, "Oh, is this how you washed up downstream?" She's like, "I'm not that bad of a fucking driver. No,
right?
This isn't me.
Yeah, it's not me." So he's like, all right, well, I'm gonna have to tend to that eventually. So they end up to go to the store. They get stuff. She starts grabbing stuff to make like makeshift splints and dressings and stuff and bandages, you know, for her nursing background. But she's like, people are always going to need these. So she starts grabbing like just different like pads and like fucking rulers and shit to make like makeshift splints and all stuff like that. And then they walk out. They come out. They look up and there's like kind of, because it's like a general store, I guess it happened, but like no one was in it. There's no zombies. There's nothing in it. It's just like, because he said, I guess the road had got blocked off. So no one actually ever came by that store. Right. So it's really kind of stocked. And just as long as it's.
Because it seems like he's out in the middle, like very small town, rural.
Rural.
You don't even have to. God damn. What? Just rule. Dude, that's it.
Or something.
Rural.
So, anyways, they're out there. He's out in the desolate area. So, as long as he can stretch that place out, he's pretty much got a place.
And it hasn't been like thoroughly like looted
or
it's
ransacked.
Pretty much
it's
only
like,
been looted by him.
Yeah.
And he's been, again, he's just like this simple, decent guy. That he doesn't completely ransack the store. He just takes what he needs.
Right, because he could easily, just if it was going every Tuesday, do a couple runs and get the whole supply back to his place.
Yeah, he just kind of takes what he needs for the time.
As he needs it.
Because, you know, somebody else may come across this place and may need some of these things. So, you know, he doesn't want to take all the things.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, all right. Yeah. So, anyways, they take this stuff. And anyway, there's kind of like a covering.
But then
it's like a gas station in front, right?
Yeah, yeah. But there's also a moment, too, where she starts grabbing a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, he asked her. So you rearranged the place, or what's going on?
Yeah, because at first you're thinking that she's just looting the place, but then she kind of rearranges it and, like, puts it, like, all together. And it's like she's taking, like, I forget what, you know, like, I don't know, like.
Like I said.
It was random, like,
stuff for dressings
or whatever.
And, like.
Yeah, so she, like stuff
rulers
for like
for splints.
Oh yeah, rulers people, for splints.
Everyone's gonna need
next
splints.
To like the bandages and like the disinfectant, so
everybody
they're all
likes
organized
baseball.
Together.
Oh shit! So she kind of like what you said. She just rearranged everything, and
she
just
literally rearranged it. And he kind of asked her that, and she's like, "Yeah, you know, some people, you know."
So she was kind of
if you're in a panic
along with his way of thinking.
Oh, that's
at
yeah.
The time.
If
yes,
you're in a panic, you may not be thinking, you know, outside the box. In order to make a splint. But if it's all laid out for you there, right there, you know, these kind of like, you know, poor man splint all laid out for you right next to each other. Like, I can take this ruler and this scotch tape and this, you know, whatever, you know, like all this
it was
stuff
makeshift people. Medical supplies. Mm.
Yeah.
It was what she
so,
was doing.
So you could make a, and
right.
Like, somebody, if somebody what? Comes in with like a,
so,
right.
That's because like, again,
that's so considerate. Oh
I know.
My god!
Because
yeah.
she's also a nurse,
fuck?
So
right,
she kind of
right.
has like you know some of that training. So she mm-hmm. also knows, and so it's like she's kind of organizing stuff that would make sense to go together for first aid all in one place.
But just the fact that she even kind of rolled
because,
with
his kind of philosophy,
yeah,
because
without even communicating that at all, it was just kind of like interaction.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
It was that's pretty crazy. That's pretty insane.
So I really, I'm sorry. I'll just go in right here. Like, I really liked this episode.
That's something.
How did you feel about it, Justin?
I already told you.
No, but
well,
you
tell us on the mic.
You haven't even told us on the mic.
It's just, you know, it's just another backstory for someone. That's cool.
I'm actually quite.
He told me we had talked about the way here. And he's like, I already told you. Like, what?
I already told you. I just really wasn't a big fan of it. It's fine.
Okay.
I
hate backstory episodes. It's like let's go back and, but you do find out about the character, which is cool.
But
makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying. But go ahead, Sammy.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
But for me, this particular one, I felt was done like really well, and like. It really could, and you know, and I know that it's not super moving the story forward of the season. You're kind of going back to kind of learn more about these characters in a sense, but just like this episode by itself would be a really cool story.
That's
how I feel.
Are they portraying these same characteristics right now as from the backstory?
Yes.
Yeah, they're the same people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the only thing I was going to say was that this is a totally different take from everything else that
ever happened in this universe.
Yeah. To be able to have two characters that have never met each other to actually flow in that concept.
Oh yeah.
With that same mind frame or frame of mind, excuse me. That's actually kind of intriguing.
For me,
from the outside, legitimately outside looking in, because I have not seen any of these fucking episodes. But just knowing how some of the backstory comes in on all these other characters, it's almost been similar. Yeah. Like you have the rugged one, you have the innocent person,
right.
But nobody's necessarily been there
to be like
I feel like in between,
yeah. like super righteous the way you guys have been explaining these two characters.
I feel like this episode could 100% stand alone. Like you being gone for a couple seasons could have watched just this episode and been like, oh, that was a really good story. You know, like,
yeah,
because it's like, it was just this kind of, for me, it was like a refreshing kind of change of pace of like from the,
when Harry met Sally.
Yeah. The apocalypse. and that's why I didn't mind it. I know some people like Justin, there's people like Justin out there that just, you know, you want to move the story forward and you want to like, yes, what's next with the vultures? Like we didn't get anything. We didn't move.
I'm
done with the foreplay.
I need a pound now. Where's the action at? When are you going to go?
I watched the episode twice because I fell asleep the first time trying to watch it. Oh,
Jesus. All right. So let's move this forward. Hold on.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So they see these like coverings, like the metal. I don't know what to call them, but
aluminum siding, sheeting.
Yeah.
Sheet metal.
Yeah,
sheet metal of some sort.
Like the metal like siding, like for a fence or whatever. That's like wavy, like a Ruffles potato chip. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? It's like a metal.
Yeah.
Siding. So they sell that was used as a covering for the front of the store.
Sheet metal.
So yeah, sheet metal. So he's like, oh,
but it's not like a sheet. It's like Ruffles has ridges.
But it was a sheet.
It was ridges.
There were sheet ridges. Anyways, so they use this to cover up that hole in the fencing in the guardrail for the bridge,
right?
Which ends up being my one issue with this fucking episode.
There's a few different issues with this episode. Well, that's one of them.
This is the start of the issue. So, anyways,
ooh, do tell Justin.
They cover that up. He's like, all right, that should hold. They cover that up, and then they go back. And she keeps talking about leaving, but the funny thing is she never actually leaves.
Right.
Right. She's still injured.
I need to heal.
So then they start fishing.
Fucking stupid, because if the zombies are in the fucking water where they're fishing at, it's kind of like, well, yeah, aren't you eating contaminated food if the zombies are in the water?
No, didn't we already cover that already in The Walking Dead, that none of the animals are already fucking contaminated, even in this whole fucking universe? You know, like, I think that was already addressed, like, years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why don't you catch up there, Justin? Go ahead, by all means.
Jesus Christ.
Even though I've missed two goddamn seasons, at the very least, I know the fundamentals.
Well, so...
animals are safe, dude.
So anyways, they're fishing.
look at you. He's looking at me like, fuck you, Sammy.
Oh, man. All right, so... So they're teaching the fish. One night she, like, wakes up because she hears him because he's watching because he likes watching, like, movies just because, you know, what else is there to do?
Oh, yeah.
So he's watching that. So she hears them, and he's like... And they talk about making, like, some sort
of... Oh, yeah, because he still has electricity in his little cabin. Because, he's watching TV, he's watching movies and stuff. And that was something, you know, I had read an article earlier that was, like, you know, talking about it and blah, blah, blah. And saying he still has electricity. Was it? Is it solar panels? Does he have a generator or whatever? And then it went edit, and it was like, oh, shit, he had a windmill. I missed that somehow. And I also missed that, too. But I guess there's a windmill or something. I meant to go back and look at it.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, okay, whatever. I just accepted it. Like, all right, the electricity, whatever.
Right.
So at this point in time, right, what is it, the third season? So this would be, what, essentially four, like three, four years?
This is a flashback.
How far?
We don't know exactly because the fucking Walking Dead in both series is very vague on time.
Right.
Mm.
All we know is where they're at currently. This is a flashback. They're wherever the Walking Dead is at.
Yeah.
Because...
And then some, because it's however long, because the
however long it the took season, them to get to
this last season of Walking Dead ended, and then Morgan took off from Virginia to Texas. So it's like however long it took him to get from Virginia to Texas is where we're at in the current timeline of Walking Dead, and that's why our characters are there in Texas. And you said, oh, how'd they get there? And we're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
because we really jumped forward in time.
So again, let me just confirm this from this last season of Walking Dead to this current season of Fear.
Yes,
Morgan is in Texas.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotta catch up.
Yeah, you really do.
Wow. That's
so. Spoiler alert: Morgan's still alive. He survives everything.
Right. So yeah. So she's like, "Teach me how to fish." He teaches me how to fish.
Then she was like, "Teach me how to Dougie." Sleep at all tonight.
TWD marathon.
Yeah. So, anyways, So he's. So, you know, she's talking about finally, like, leaving or whatever. And then he's kind of, you can tell he's hurt by her.
Are we at the end?
Well, no. Well, but she says this, close like, right where he, even are, right are there where the it was, yet? Like, where it was, like, the, oh, no, before that, sorry. One thing she had said was, she told him, that's right, when they were up and they were doing the whole thing of mixing, like, their condiments or whatever. Because he made a kettle thing. Remember, he had two ingredients. He's like, usually I melt these together and make kind of a kettle. Oh, yeah,
his butterscotch candies.
Yes.
His butterscotch candies, because he has popcorn, and sometimes he would mix his butterscotch candies with something else.
Right.
To make something. To make like a butterscotch brittle or something.
Yeah. So he did that. So she had something.
She grabbed something from that store.
And then he wanted to mix it together. And then they're like, yeah. And she tells him, I lost my, just randomly kind of like, I lost
oh,
my.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah.
That's right. He woke up because he fell asleep because she woke up because she heard the movie. They were sitting there talking. Then he passed out. She's just up. And then he kind of wakes up, looks at her, and she's like, tells him, I lost my child. And I'm like, oh, shit. This is probably why she's so distant from everybody.
And then she gets up and goes to bed, and he just kind of like
lays there and sees her like, okay.
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 Okay. And it was just kind of like one of those, like, she decided to kind of open up to him. And he just kind of accepted that, but he was like, okay. Yeah, and he just silently took it. Like, it wasn't like, I'm not going to press you on this, if clearly, because she said it and walked away. So it's like,
you could tell in her face that, like, that was hard for her to say.
Yeah.
But that was also a very much a bonding moment for them. Yes. That was, it showed, like, there was a bit of trust.
Yeah.
There was a bit of mutual, like, okay, I'm kind of cool with you now, and I fucks with you a little bit.
Yeah.
So... So I'm going to sit there and tell you.
This is my big why.
This is if you want to know about me and why I am the way I am, but I lost my kid.
Yeah, but I don't want to get into it, but that's like my big why.
Right.
You know, so I'm not going to break it down because she just said it and walked away and went back to bed.
Right.
And he was like, okay.
He's like, all right. So, intense. Yeah. So that's why. So then in the morning, like her wound was kind of healed. She had him clip the stitches that he made. Mm-hmm. And she just patched him. She's like, okay, now I think I'm going to go. He's like, okay, yeah, well, yeah, you said you were going to go. So,
yeah, it's like, well, you're healed up, and I guess there's nothing keeping you here now.
If you want to go, you have to go. And then, like, there's a few more walkers that come out in the morning that he goes out and kills. And then it's kind of like...
Was that the big one?
No, that was the big one. Remember, this is what happened. There are a few more came. He's like, fuck, that didn't work. Like, yeah, you want, maybe if one of those cars that has enough power, the one at the store, we can put that in front of the gap.
Right.
Like, okay, so let's go back up. So they go back up.
That was like her idea, right?
That was her idea. Yeah. Yeah. But he's like, I'll do it. But he's like, but he's done. He's hurt. So he's being kind of standoffish. Yeah. And he's like telling her.
But that's also her, like, you know, like, hey, I'm invested in your well-being. You know, like here, like, hey, I have an idea how to fix things here. You know, like.
Yeah.
You know, whereas he's like.
She's like, can I
thought you were leaving.
She's like, yeah, if you could come if you want to, but like, okay. You don't have to. I can do it on my own. So now he's being kind of standoffish the whole time. They get to.
Because like over the course of the episode, she was out the door. And then she slowly like.
Warms up to him over the
episode. Warms up to him and it's slowly more like. Putting one foot back in the door and
yeah. So they get to there was a Jeep that was at that store. She hotwires a Jeep. He asks her, "Where did you learn to do that?" She's like, "I asked some woman at one of the camps I was at." So anyway, then he looks down and sees on her side that she has one of his revolvers. So he kind of gets pissed. Oh, he's like, "I told you not to go through my things." Because the first night he was there when he woke up,
constantly cleaning the six shooters.
Yeah, right. But the first night he was there when he woke up, she was trying to leave in the vehicle he had, but his vehicle was shit. So she kind of went. He woke up and realized she ransacked the apartment, like got a different shirt on,
cause that's
everything else. And then he was like, "Oh, if you really want to go," he goes, "Yeah, but just so you know, that tranny sticks. So don't go reverse unless you want that to be a permanent situation."
Because she's sitting there like shuffling around, And he's like, the visor. And she's like, what? And the keys are in the visor. And she's like,
because she was standoffish. She was like, don't come closer. He's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they're in the visor.
If you want to leave.
What? Oh, the keys are in the visor. And she sees, and like, oh, there's the keys. And then she goes and puts them in, and she tries to start, and he's like, yeah, the batteries had problems.
I've been meaning to tend to that. Like,
that's
the thing. She's very standoffish and trying to save the whole time, and he's really cool about all of it. Like, all of it. So it wasn't until this point, like,
the first time he flipped out
was right there when he saw her have his revolver. He's like, first of all, I told you not to go through my thing. Second, I don't want this gun out here. She's like, why? What? We, you know, we're going to need to protect ourselves on this bridge. He's like,
Houston, that's the dead's all around. Like, why wouldn't we want a gun in case shit goes sideways?
And he's like, this is going to bring more of them, and I'd rather, and I don't want this out here. Like, no. So they get out. He takes a gun from her. She's kind of like, what the fuck? So.
Because he knows.
Right. So get out.
Okay. So
there's
also
a bunch of walkers now by this fence thing, right? Yeah. By the fence, the little makeshift like fence that they put up, which is what I'm not understanding.
Yeah, that
all
was
the walkers
a weird
go for that certain
for
area of the fucking fence out of everything too. They're just aiming at
this
one area.
This is the only thing that made any kind of sense, but that was a real stretch of sense of that
the water attracted them.
No. The car that went over had people in it that became walkers, and they were just in there and just constantly growling. And that growling brought the other walkers. But I'm like, that's
stretch. That was a stretch. I'm like, why do they care about that one blocked off piece of fucking, like?
Well, like I said, because they're trying to go to the sound that's in that car in the river.
Yeah,
but it's that's really a stretch. That was my
with
one
the
problem
river there,
with the
especially
episode.
With the river there. And it's like, why do they need to go right through that spot? Yeah, like, I don't know. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, usually it's a big sound or like light or something that would track them. Like, they would, if it was blocked off, they would just kind of keep going. Anyways, so they're all, there's like about 12 or so of them that are huddled around that little spot, and then they get out, and so of course they go after them, and they start, you know, blah blah blah, chopping them down. You know, they got rid of them easily. So then the whole thing now is, all right, let's move this Jeep. You know, so the Jeep gets moved, right? They move the Jeep right in front of the in front of that hole,
the gaping hole,
the big gape. And then this walker comes up that has a machete stuck through his chest, comes walking up to him. The one thing I thought was weird was like, oh, I didn't realize that Jeep has soft doors on the front panel. I don't think I've ever seen soft doors on the front of a Jeep. Like, I know somebody who has a soft top, but like the whole door was soft. Like, that's weird.
No, the windows are sometimes soft.
You've never seen a Jeep with the soft doors and stuff?
Well, the soft windows.
Yeah, it's soft
on
windows.
The front?
Like, it had plastic windows on the front. Like,
for the
you know how it goes.
Not on the front though. I don't think I've ever seen it on the front.
Usually it's like the back.
Yeah, usually it's the back one.
So yeah. So some Jeeps, what they're able to do is they're able to like fucking have the actual hard windshield fucking fold down underneath the hood, and they can have like a little fucking plastic shit over
it. But it's through
for
the off-roading through purposes. The driver's side window. The machete just cut right through.
Driver's side window door, right?
Right. Yeah.
The whole fucking door.
Yeah, that was just weird to me. But anyways, I accept it anyways. So this walker's coming through, and the whole time Laura/Naomi is saying, John, just shoot him. Just fucking shoot him. You've got the gun. Just fucking shoot him. Shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him,
shoot him,
shoot him, shoot him.
He's like, no.
And he refuses to. He's refusing to.
Yeah.
And finally, they got in close enough, he stabbed him, and he fucking stabbed him like, fucking, like, all his frustration of her, of her leaving.
Yeah. He just stabbed the fuck
out
of that zombie.
Yeah, like, at least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Got the blood everywhere.
Because he was clearly, he was taking out some frustrations on, like, her eventual leaving, her, like, taking the gun.
Right, the gun being out there, just all of it.
Her insisting on him using the gun when he clearly doesn't want to.
Right.
And her not just letting it go.
Right. So it was just like, fuck this. Like fuck that fucking zombie and all this shit.
Yeah.
So anyways, so that happened. So when they're back at the house, it was interesting, at the cabin, it was interesting. She was like, you know, some people get really infected from having this shit exposed to them because they're all wiping the zombie blood off of themselves. I was like, oh. So it's not universal that everyone gets sick, because that's something we've seen where some people get exposed and they're fucking, and they're like, all right, they're done. And you get other people, there's like, it's like nothing. You know what I mean? So it's interesting that she kind of said that.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that just kind of coincide with the flu that kind of flew over? No,
it coincides more with something else that happened on the last season of Walking Dead that I won't tell you about.
Right. Exactly. That was like, it explains that more. So then, and then he talks about how, like, well, I didn't intend for that to happen. And, you know, she's like, well, why did you use the gun? Because that's not how I do things. So how you do things, you know, almost got you killed. You know, well, it's better me than somebody else. And she's like, oh, wait a minute. That's why you don't want to use the guns. It's not about, like, your, you know, gun safety, man. Like, somebody died. Like, you're trained of, like, killing somebody. So then he goes back and tells the story of when he was, like, because he used to also do,
when he,
like,
was a cop or whatever lawman that he was.
Yeah. He was ending a shift somewhere, and some dude came to rob the place. He told him, dude, just walk away, put the gun down. He didn't. So he shot him dead center in the leg.
Yeah.
And the guy bled out and turned. And so he didn't really want that to happen. So he was upset about that. Other people called him the hero, but he didn't feel like a hero.
But that was the whole thing, is that he shot him in the leg. You know, to like, because he was going for like not like a kill shot or something. You know, he was just trying to disarm him. And that worked, but he eventually bled out and died.
And then he turned.
Yeah. I think that was less important. It was just the fact that he killed somebody.
Right.
When he, that was no intention, and people called him a hero.
And he didn't believe him. So then like, that's why he took off to that cabin.
How am I a hero? I killed somebody. Like,
when my sole intention wasn't to kill anybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I shot him in the leg.
Because that's also what he said in the first episode, is he's like, yeah, I don't kill people. Like, you know, like, that's not, if I can help it, I don't want to kill people.
At the very least, that's the least complicated way of saying it or dealing with it than with Morgan.
Right. And so he was also, that's another thing that was revealed about him, because he said that, is that he was like a trick shot, like kind of like, I don't know, whatever, dog and pony show, little carnival acts or whatever. He was like a trick shot guy that he could like shoot things off of whatever and blah, blah, blah with his six shooters. And that's why he had these very pristine, they were more for show. I mean, they obviously work.
Right.
But they're very shiny, silvery, and six shooters that he used, like, because he's a trick shot artist, kind of, you know, and like at a carnival or circus or whatever the fuck it was.
He was much more Yosemite Sam than he was Johnny Law.
Yeah. And so, and throughout the episode,
when I says whoa, I means whoa.
He's sitting there cleaning them. He's sitting there, he's cleaning them. He's shining them. He's like going through, cleaning out the little individual little notches, cylinders, and everything, the cylinders, the barrel, everything, which I'm also like, and he does this almost every day. And I'm like, this is clearly like a habit now, because it's like, you're not ever firing them.
They're not firing them,
and you're
fine.
Keeping them in a box. Like, you don't need to clean them daily. Yeah. Like, they're not getting dirty from anything.
Right. So while they're having that discussion about why he doesn't kill and everything, and with that whole story, you see a bunch more zombies gather at that spot, and I'm like, why are they gathering at this spot? Like, this is stupid.
So weird. That again.
So of course they split it, and of course they tip it over. So they all get into the water, and they're asleep.
They hit the fucking stick out of the fucking way, put it in fucking neutral in the fucking truck.
Right. Which, but you know, that I'm less about. Yeah. But it's more the fact that they were all gathered there in the first place.
Like, yeah, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It was zero sense.
The two things that were there just to further the plot, and I hated. I really liked everything else about the episode. But it was like the fact that they were gathering at that one spot on the bridge.
Yes.
And why were they all washing up just in front of his cabin?
Yes.
Like, why weren't they going further downstream?
That wasn't just me. I'm like, okay, they didn't just keep going. Why are they sure? Oh, let's all wash up and go straight to him. Like, what?
Because now you're saying
they're aware of shit.
But even if they're aware of shit, like, even if they see, like, the lights of his cabin or hear them inside.
But they were asleep.
Zombies can't swim. It's not like they can swim to the shore like, oh, we're going to swim. The shore would just carry them wherever the fuck because they're not swimmers.
Right.
So yeah. It's not like so they're going to. How are they
washing up there?
They would.
Kept going.
Once they fall in the river's going to take them wherever it's going to take them because zombies can't swim.
Yeah, so they should have ended way downstream. Way, way, way downstream.
Yeah, and unless for some reason that was, but it wasn't. You know, like this is where the fucking river dies, you know?
Right. Or something. So, of course, they wake up, he hears the zombies. So, there's a bunch of zombies outside. Yeah. They get into it. They start having to defend. He yells, Laura, the blah, blah. All of a sudden, Laura's getting, like, overrun by zombies herself.
Right.
And, of course, there's no way to, like, sit there and just chop
them. Because they're piling out in the trench and crossing over the trench because there's a pile in the trench now.
Right. So that's happening, and so of course he saves her by busting out his six shooters, and he's got one last shot that could be tricky because there's one last zombie on her.
Well,
and
he was like, Justin knows this. He was like, "It's high noon."
Oh, McCree. No.
And just like
reach for the sky.
It's an Overwatch reference.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, that happened, and then of course. She says, you know, I think you're a hero, and my wisdom says, I think you're honorable and you're a good man. And, you know, which isn't helping him. Because that's just her being really good and kind of saying the things.
Well, that's when he just kind of walks away from her, right? Or, like, just kind of just shuts down.
Well, not really, because he hands her the gun. She's like, what? He's like, I'm going to need you to take it. Like, if you're leaving, I'm going to need you to take it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I can't, I got to, and that's why he kind of, like, and that's when he goes and tells her, like they go inside, they sit down, and he's like, she's like, what's going on? He's like, yeah.
Because he's just not talking to her, and he, like, gets up, and he, like, goes to the door, almost like he's, like, going to leave or take a walk or something.
She's like, what's up? Why are you avoiding? Like, why don't you talk to me? He's like, and he finally told her, look, I love you.
Aww. Like,
yeah. He goes, look, you have to stay alive more so than I have to stay alive.
Yeah.
And this world is more alive with you in it. And I didn't want to tell you because...
Is that too soon for him to drop that, though?
No. Oh.
I would... You know what? In our society, yes.
Yes.
In that situation, no. Yeah. Because you've just spent, what, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks in some intense situation with somebody.
Yeah.
Day in, day out, nursed her back to health. You've been kind to her. She's been kind to you. And then, like... She's a nurse that you guys had a couple, you know, you had a couple missions together. You survived. You're feeling, and plus, especially because you've been by yourself for who knows how long prior to this, your natural human emotions are, I'm fully invested in your existence.
Yeah.
And again, this is still not him trying to hit on her, trying to like bed her or anything. He's just being fucking honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, look, I've fucking fallen in love with you. Like, and it's just,
Want to leave hurts.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
Pain.
It's it I'm fucking painting. tears my heart out and like fucking
my penis is painted. No, but
and my heart. You know, my world was whatever, but now it's brighter just because I know you exist. You know, and so it's
and
like,
and I need you to keep existing, which is why
you take this cabin. You stay in this cabin, I'll leave. Because at least then I'll know you're safe. And that's all I fucking need in this life.
Right.
Is because I love you and I just want you to be okay.
Right.
You know, like I don't, and that's like almost, you know, like kind of, this is a really good romance story, you know?
Right.
Like, because I mean, that is what like true love is true love is selfless. And it's like, and that's,
that was the ultimate selflessness.
Yeah. Because it's like, I'm getting nothing in return from you aside from your well-being.
Right.
And that's all I need. That's all I need to keep me going.
It is. And so, you know, of course, they end up, that was at night. He wakes up and she's gone.
Oh, but they spent the night together.
They spent the night together.
Yeah.
It was not very much shown. It was very much implied because he was in the bed.
Right. Because she didn't kiss him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
As we said, she went for it. It was just like, haha, ooh la la. And then, stupid. And so that happened. You know, he woke up, the bass fish woke him up.
Yeah.
And she wasn't there. He looked around the apartment. And then the shoes. Oh. And then the one thing you saw was the boots that he had offered her that she kept refusing like multiple times.
She took them.
She took them. Her shoes were sitting there. So she really did take off. And that kind of hurt. And then the
message in the Scrabble letters.
Oh, yeah. I love you too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And that was that. And so, of course, he kept the he has that with him.
Yeah, that's when we flash back to the present time, and he's sitting there with Morgan, and he opens up a tin, and it's got those.
It's got those letters.
Those letters. I mean, they're in a tin, so they're not like spelling it out. But you see that those letters.
So then he goes, maybe if I told her too soon, you know, if I waited to tell her, it would have been she wouldn't have taken off. And Morgan's like, no. He's like, dude, listen, stop it. Like this is the apocalypse. Like you have to tell people. Waiting is how you lose people. So no,
the thing you don't have is time to pussyfoot around.
Right.
And not tell people how you feel.
And then he was talking about, you know, giving up. And Morgan's like, look, he goes, Strand and Luciana and Alicia, they're still alive. We got them. He goes, and he's talking about killing and dying. He's kind of like, yeah, maybe that is all. He goes, wait, is that really how you feel? Tell me that's how you feel. Because if that's how you feel, then we're going to separate. Yeah. Like, I'm out. Well, tell me that's how you feel. He goes, I do not. Yeah, that's not how I feel. Like, all right,
I knew that was fucking bullshit, you stupid.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go. And it's just like, yeah. All right. So now they're walking off. And that's that episode, finally. Yeah. Justin. But, I liked it. I liked the entire thing, except the fucking plot device they used for the fucking zombies. Yeah,
exactly.
It was just like, oh, God.
You should actually tweet them, and maybe they'll tell us like why those zombies are just going to that fucking certain area of the fucking home.
I felt like that was them because they showed like an angle where you hear the growling from like the zombies in the car.
But that's such a small sound.
No, they needed it. It's not
enough for me to buy into it, but I felt but like that needed, was their explanation.
Yeah, they needed that.
In the car making noises, so they go to the sound of it. That's like, I see that.
Right, and then they can't swim, so it takes them downstream. But I feel like they just needed something for that to be a thing.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, it was a good episode. Good backstory. We know a lot more about Naomi and how she rolls and why she rolls the way she rolls.
Do you think Naomi is her real name? John Dory.
Who knows? I don't know. I wonder that myself. Because if she's willing to let him call her Laura,
I mean, because she didn't. She never said no. She never said anything else. It was just like, okay,
sure.
You can just keep calling me Laura because. Right.
I'm not introduced.
And she never one way or the other said, yeah, you can call me Laura, or said no. She was just like, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think, who knows? Well, I guess we'll find out what her name really is. Or if that's her name.
So do you think she's really dead?
No.
Okay. So none. I don't think so either.
No, I don't think she's dead.
No.
He's going to come out of some nowhere and just save him.
Yeah, she'll be like,
oh, you're alive.
She'll be alive.
But I like for them to go back to the stadium and see what
happens. Or at the very least, if she's dead, we at least need to see her death before we accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, she's not dead.
Yeah. Really. We were all very quickly like, no, she's not dead.
Yeah.
I'm a survivor.
Alicia's full of shit.
Shit.
I'm going to work harder.
Oh, God. So anyway. What? So, yeah. What? I don't know. This is one of my favorite episodes, actually.
Really?
Good. Nice. I really liked it.
Good. Yep. I'm so proud of
you. Justin hates it.
It's just, I don't like filler episodes. I don't like really.
Well, I didn't feel like this was. I felt like this was more than.
Morgan backstory.
I feel like this is necessary because this is part of characters we don't really know that much about.
True. Yeah.
So now we understand. And now we're a lot more invested in it.
And we understand
both of those characters.
Yeah.
Like John Dory and
because
Naomi.
Yeah, I thought that and was so a beautiful. I thought that was a beautiful little love story.
Right. Yes.
That they told.
Yes.
And so it's like now I'm more invested in that relationship. And
Al is now the only one we really don't know about, and we don't know what happened fully with our OG crew. Yeah. Right. But now we're kind of like, all right, we
halfway caught up.
We're almost all the way caught up. Yeah. All right. So, anyways, we're done. So for Sammy, Justin, and Sam, I am Tarnell. This has been a Bowl of Talk, Fear of the Walking Dead edition. We will see you guys next time for episode 6. Peace. Zombie noises.